listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever a representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 20th, 2021. We're in hour one of the broadcast. And how about the news? I'm sure all of the RBN hosts have been covering this since the verdict broke yesterday, but I have to lead off covering it. How about the Kyle Rittenhouse acquitted of all charges on Friday after his trial for shooting three people, killing two of them in Kenosha last year? Let me begin by saying, you know, last week on this broadcast, on the Saturday broadcast, second hour, taking phone calls, which we'll do again today, of course, but many of the callers called in and predicted an acquittal, and I will stand corrected. I predicted that they would try to hang some of the lesser charges on him as perhaps an appeasement to Black Lives Matter and the mobs and the insane leftists. And I was pleasantly surprised that I was incorrect on my prediction, because this young gentleman deserved to be acquitted, and was. And so that means that all the propaganda, all the lies of the mainstream media fell on deaf ears. And yesterday afternoon, I started receiving texts from all over, people letting me know that Rittenhouse had been acquitted. And it really showed me, some of this is family, some of this is friends, some of this is RBN audience, but it really showed me how many people was really paying close attention to this verdict. You know, they couldn't Jacob Goodwin Kyle Rittenhouse, but they darn sure tried. Now, I've got some information that I'm going to cover in this first segment about the truth behind these people that were shot, that was, one, kept from the jury and really kept from the public, as far as the character, criminal record, and what have you of those that were chasing down Kyle Rittenhouse. Also, I've got an article on Gun Owners of America. They're going to present a present, I guess you would say, to Kyle Rittenhouse. I'm going to be covering that as well. Also, if I get a chance to get to it, you know, it's hard to say sometimes, I've got some Mark Collette from yesterday, and his I thought he made some very good points on the bigger picture of what is happening in America with our judicial system. You know, it's been a long time. I was thinking about this before coming on air. It's been a long time since I've covered a trial story on this broadcast where the person wasn't railroaded. You know, I mean, there wasn't even any justice, no accountability even in the Jesse Smollett. Remember that? And that gigantic hoax that he perpetrated, I mean, someone might say he lost his job on whatever that worthless sitcom or whatever it was. Whatever he done, I don't know. I don't watch that kind of worthless trash on TV. But anywho, there was no accountability like there should have been in the Jesse Smollett case. We all know that. And here, this was just a complete blanket railroad. Now, I want to play a clip. This is Tucker Carlson, I believe, last night. But I'm not sure when this was recorded, but at the end of this, it's not very, very long clip. But at the end of this, Kyle Rittenhouse speaks about, you know, a little bit of his perspective of having gone through this travesty of a trial that should have never even came about, except you live in a leftist, socialist, communist country. hell-bent on the horror of any white person fighting back then must result. And I've got the story. We'll get into them. Some of the reaction from fake resident Biden and some of the leftists out of Hollyweird and the rest of it, of how this is just proof positive of white supremacy still reigns in America. So, you know, you can't even have justifiable homicide if you're white in this country anymore without the outrage of the left, after all of their propaganda, indoctrination, and lies that they told leading up to the Rittenhouse trial. So here we go. And this thing may try to put a commercial right in the middle of it. I'm not sure it did for me earlier, Sam. But here we go. Let's go audio 4. This is Tucker Carlson.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight, a significant day in the recent history of the country. We're going to have an hour of details for you, but before we jump into them, a little bit of context. Here's how the story started, just so we all remember. 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse wound up on the street in Kenosha in the first place with a gun for one reason. He was there because in the summer of 2020, the leadership of the Democratic Party endorsed mob violence for political ends. That's why there were riots in Kenosha that night, because people like Kamala Harris supported those riots. More than a year later, as Rittenhouse stood trial for murder, those very same people implied there would be more violence if he was acquitted. So imagine being a juror on that case. Imagine the pressure and the fear. It would take enormous moral courage for any juror to ignore the threats and follow the evidence to its logical conclusion. So much courage that at times we doubted it was even possible in a country as politicized as ours now is. But as we learn today, it is still possible, thank God. This afternoon, the jury acquitted Kyle Rittenhouse on all charges. The jury affirmed what was obvious from the very beginning. He acted in self-defense. It was a wonderful moment. Anyone who believes in impartial justice was vindicated. Here's what that moment looked like.
As the first count of the information, Joseph Rosenbaum, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the second count of the information, Richard McGinnis, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the third count of the information, unknown male, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fourth count of the information, Anthony Huber, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fifth count of the information, Gage Grosskreutz, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
Remarkable. Months of relentless lying from the media about this case, in the end, had no effect whatsoever on the jury. Propaganda doesn't always win. Today it was soundly defeated. Thank God. Our documentary team was there in Kenosha when it happened. They've been there for days putting together an installment of our Tucker Carlson original series on this case. And they captured Kyle Rittenhouse's first moments outside the court today after being acquitted.
It's the stuff that keeps you up at night. Like, once you finally do get to sleep, your dreams are about what happened and you're waking up in a dark, cold sweat.
Yeah. You had dreams about what happened?
Every single night. It's quite scary, actually, because the dreams feel so real, and they're not the same at all. They're all different. They're the different scenarios that run through your head during the day, like what could have happened. Like, I'm alive, but what could have happened? Like, what if I wasn't alive, or what if I did let Mr. Rosenbaum steal my gun? It's those type of dreams of the outcome of... It's bad, but almost every outcome is either me getting seriously injured or hurt or dead. Those are just the dreams I have on a daily basis.
The defendant will rise, face the jury, and hearken to its verdicts.
State of Wisconsin versus Kyle Rittenhouse. As to the first count of the information, Joseph Rosenbaum, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the second count of the information, Richard McGinnis, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
How do you feel, man?
The jury reached the correct verdict. Self-defense is not illegal. And I believe they came to the correct verdict, and I'm glad that everything went well. And It's been a rough journey, but we made it through it. We made it through the hard part.
How about that? How about that? That was worth listening to twice. I'm here to tell you. I mean, I've interviewed Jacob Goodwin. We've talked extensively about the James Fields Jr. I think about him every day. But this one, Kyle Rittenhouse, who was looking at life in prison, is acquitted. And I'm telling you what, if that doesn't make your heart feel good, I don't know what will. Ann Coulter wrote an article this week, and I want to read a few excerpts from this article just to get it into the record, because this right here shows how dirty and rotten and sneaky and filthy and lying the prosecution of this case really was. The title of it is, in his prosecution of Kyle Rittenhouse, Kenosha County Assistant District Attorney Thomas Binger drew so many well-earned rebukes from the judge that some speculated he was intentionally going for a mistrial, and that was the speculation as of Thursday. Of course, it was his own decision to charge the then 17-year-old Rittenhouse with murder for shooting three psychopathic criminals who were attacking him at the BLM Antifa riots in Kenosha last year. That, by the way, is a more accurate summary of the evidence than anything Binger said. In his closing argument, Binger decided to ignore his loser case and argue an entirely different case, for which it seems no evidence had been adduced. Binger posited that Rittenhouse was an active shooter, like at Sandy Hook Elementary or Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Forget that Rittenhouse was not at a grade school, but in the middle of a riot that did some $50 million in damage to the town of Kenosha. Forget that rioters were beating up random people they encountered, including a 71-year-old man protecting a mattress store from being looted, who had his jaw and nose broken by a water bottle filled with concrete hurled by unarmed protesters. Name one active shooter in history who strolled about with a gun for hours not shooting anyone until he was chased, cornered, and assaulted. Rittenhouse had a gun not because he was violent, but because the protesters were, as the evidence abundantly demonstrated. But it's pretty sleazy for a prosecutor to rely on the juror's ignorance of excluded evidence to paint a picture he must know to be false of the men who attacked the defendant and their pure-as-snow motives. The first degenerate criminal Rittenhouse shot, Joseph Rosenbaum, out on bond for domestic battery, had been released from a mental institution that very day. He was a convicted felon for anally and orally raping five boys, ranging in age from 9 to 11 years old. I, for one, damn sure didn't know that. How about that? What kind of media do you have in America? Now, if this situation had been reversed, and you know what I mean by that, that right there would have been portrayed on the evening news nightly. Lester Cuckholt would let off with that every night for a month between this event and yesterday. Yes, and then he planned to collect alms for the poor. Lucky for Binger, the jury was not told any of that, so he was free to fantasize about the humanitarian impulses surging through the pedophile mental patient when he lunged at Rittenhouse, shouting F you, which was attested to by two witnesses. Rosenbaum, Binger told the jury, was only trying to stop the defendant from pointing his gun or shooting anyone. Complete bogus lies by the prosecutor in this case. The prosecutor should be up on charges. So concerned was Rosenbaum with keeping everyone safe that he screamed at the defendant and other armed civilians, "If I catch any of you effing alone, I'm going to effing kill you." That's according to two witnesses at the trial. Anthony Huber, who swung a skateboard at the head of fallen Rittenhouse, was also convicted felon for two separate instances of domestic violence, including holding a knife to his brother's stomach and threatening to gut him like a pig. But the prosecutor made damn sure that the jury would never hear about that, not asking a state witness about Huber's character specifically in order to prevent the defense from introducing evidence of his violent crimes. This allowed Binger to tell the jurors in his closing that Huber was merely trying to be a hero and stop an active shooter and protect others. Wow. Yes, protection is practically gut you like a pig. Gage Grosskreutz, is the one who admitted under oath that Rittenhouse didn't shoot until Grosskreutz pointed a Glock at his head, admitted in the sense of there was video, so to say otherwise would have been perjury. Grosskreutz is a career criminal with a police record for domestic abuse, prowling, trespass, two DWIs, felony burglary, and two charges of carrying a firearm while intoxicated. All of this was kept from the jury, assured that jurors had no knowledge of Grosskreutz's antisocial past. Binger told them that when Grosskreutz, or however you say that, chased Rittenhouse and pulled a gun on him, he was running to try and help. How about that? I'm still reading from Ann Coulter. I want you to keep in mind that we've all read stories and heard about heroes that step in to stop an active shooter or give their life to save others. In fact, many people in Wisconsin went out and got carry and conceal weapon permits just so they could be there in case there was an active shooter and wanted to stop them. Yes, apparently Joseph Rosenbaum, Anthony Huber, and Gage Grosskreutz were in Kenosha that night to feed the hungry and minister to orphans when out of nowhere Rittenhouse, who once posted something juvenile on TikTok, decided to start randomly shooting the innocent. This is what they would have you believe. And according to Binger, the collection of mental patients, domestic violence offenders, and pedophiles attacking Rittenhouse were heroes just trying to stop an active shooter. How about that? And all that kept from the jury and all of that. I mean, if I you know, I've not seen that anywhere about the history of these three. And I guess it was Tuesday night when I was filling in on the National Intel Report, which I will be doing this coming Tuesday night. One of the callers called in and said if he should be charged with anything, it should be litter, for littering the streets with that bell. And, you know, the break will probably get me on this, but that's incredible information. I mean, these were just career pedophiles, scum of the earth, career criminals. And they thought, because they've got the news media in their pocket, and the majority of the politicians and the worthless Republican Party, that they could see Kyle Rittenhouse railroaded into prison for life, like they done Jacob Goodwin, like they done James Fields Jr., like the story of Ernst Zundel, Ursula Hasselbeck, Monica Schaefer, Jonathan Bonehill. We could go on and on. Now, headlines right now on Yahoo, Rittenhouse verdict reactions roll in from a travesty to justice has been served. The not guilty verdict on Friday in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse elicited a wide range of reactions. Representative Cori Bush, Democrat from Missouri, said in a tweet that the outcome of the trial was itself an indictment of the U.S. judicial system, the judge, jury, the defendant. It's white supremacy in action. The system isn't built to hold white supremacists accountable, she wrote. It's why black and brown folks are brutalized and put in cages while white supremacist murderers walk free. I'm hurt. I'm angry. I'm heartbroken. That's what a representative in Congress, Cori Bush, wrote. So, you know, evidence makes no difference. The rule of law makes no difference. What actually happened in reality makes no difference. What it's supposed to come down to is this was a white person that shot some people. So they need to be railroaded into prison. Now, no accountability for, what was it, 50 million or 20 million? I forget what Ann Coulter said the damage was to Kenosha. And if you remember, Kamala Harris and a whole lot of the rest of them were saying all of this was justified. And you had district attorneys with a revolving door for any arrests that were made during the riots that swept all across the country. But they single out, and then through the story that I just read of Ann Coulter, all that massive amount of evidence, pedophiles, boy, rapers, is who he shot. And the jurors and the American public is kept in the dark to just, you know, obvious important piece of information. All right, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, we're going to continue with a little bit of the reaction from Rittenhouse, then we're going to be moving on. You're listening to the Alternative Media Affair. I'm back in a moment.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away.
The network thanks you.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio running down some of the news and reaction to the Rittenhouse verdict yesterday. In response, Donald Trump Jr., the son of the former president, said Bush's reaction showed why Americans need to vote for Republicans, yet another sign that if Democrats remain in power in any office anywhere, nobody is safe from aggressive, unjust, endless persecution, he wrote on Twitter. Yet not every response in the verdict was extreme. Let's see down here. In a longer statement released minutes later, President Biden acknowledged that the verdict in Kenosha will leave many Americans feeling angry and concerned, myself included, but urged everyone to express their views peacefully and consistent with the rule of law. Violence and destruction of property have no place in our democracy, Biden's statement continued. The White House and federal authorities have been in contact with Governor Evers' office to prepare for any outcome in the case. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. So, anyway, I thought that was probably... I thought it was worth putting in here. I'm not even sure if it was. But how about this? This is RT.com. Controversial gift for Kyle Rittenhouse prepared by pro-gun group Gun Owners of America says it's going to present an AR-15 rifle to Kyle Rittenhouse, who was just acquitted of murder in the fatal shooting of two men at the violent Black Lives Matter protest in Kenosha. So how about that? I guess they will probably get some media coverage for that. But yeah, I don't have a problem with it. Whatever. All right, moving on. Following a whistleblower's revelation that the FBI is utilizing counterterrorism tactics to investigate parents considered to be potential domestic terrorists for voicing concerns about education in their local school districts, Republicans blasted the disgraceful move, as well as Attorney General Merrick Garland, with many calling for his immediate resignation. Yeah, useless lip service. The alarming allegations, which state the FBI is adding threat tags to parents, appear to contradict Garland's testimony on October 21st during a House Judiciary Committee hearing in which he claimed the Department of Justice and FBI were not using counterterrorism tools to investigate parents at school board meetings. Here's another story to file in the Dobino accountability. Where did I get this? Breitbart. Confirmed by the whistleblower, the FBI used the counterterrorism division to investigate parents, wrote House Republican Whip Steve Scalise. These documents contradict what AG Garland told the Congress under oath. The Biden administration treats parents who disagree with them like terrorists, he added. We can't tolerate this, but you're going to. But you're going to, because you're not going to do anything about it, except what you're doing right here, which is a bunch of useless lip service and grandstanding, and then the Republican Party is all going to stand around together and raise the white flag like they always do. The FBI spied on President Donald Trump's campaign. They abused the FISA process, and now they're targeting parents, wrote Jim Jordan. And yeah, you done nothing about any of that. A ranking member of the House Judiciary who publicized a letter addressed to Garland detailing the whistleblower's claims. So right here, what I've got in my hand right here, that's all it'll ever amount to, because the Republicans aren't going to do a damn thing about nothing. They just done it. They just done what they're going to do. They wrote a letter, and they asked for him to, Garland is just going to sashay out, and hey, you got me, you know, I lie. You know, I'm targeting parents for being terrorists in America because we live in this communist utopia of dystopia. And I'm just, you know, I brought my own handcuffs. I'm going to cuff myself. You know, Jim Jordan and Scalise, they cold-busted me. I mean, what world do they think we're living? I mean, everybody should go out to when your Republicans have meetings and tell them how sorry they are. Most of you are probably registered Republican. And go out and just tell them how completely pathetically sorry they are, which they are. And I've done this story, this exact same story, so many times where they come out. Ted Cruz, they all do it. Oh, how they're professional scathers with their lips of how they talk the big talk. And then they cower like little lapdog prostitutes. And this is all they'll do about it. This isn't going to stop. It's going to continue. It's going to get worse. I guess they'll actually start arresting, cuffing, maybe even caning parents at school board meetings if you dare to question their authority. So anyway, it's a Breitbart story if you want to read the whole thing. I just took some excerpts from it. The title of it is A.G. Garland Ripped After Whistleblower Exposes Tactics Against Parents. Yeah, he was ripped. He was ripped, and then that's going to be all that ever happens about it, because nothing will be done. But something was done to the QAnon shaman. I don't know if you I don't know if anyone's covered that story. We're coming up on the break. I'll cover what happened. His name is Jacob Chansley. I don't think I've ever read it. You know, the guy that wore the Viking gear. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fair. I'm back in a moment.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
All right, we're back on the alternative media. Farron in the studio saying, I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. BreitbartNews.com, protesters took to the streets of Brooklyn, Oakland, Chicago, and other cities following the not guilty verdict. After the verdict, hundreds of people took to the streets to voice their frustration. With the jury verdict, the crowd gathered at Barclays Center in Brooklyn and reportedly chanted, say his name, George Floyd. I guess that has some relevance to this. What? Progressive activists have tried insistently to make the Rittenhouse trial about race, even though Rittenhouse and the three men he shot were all white. Well, you know, this audience knows better than that. You know, Jewish people are white when it to the advantage for them to be white, and then they're Jewish. I'm surprised they didn't want to play the anti-Semitic card here, but they certainly chose not to. They certainly chose that there would be, I guess they wouldn't want to shed light on the fact that so much of Antifa is Jewish. I guess that would be the reasoning behind that. Jacob Chansley, better known as the QAnon Shaman, has been sentenced to 41 months in prison for his role in the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot. He pled guilty to obstruction of an official government proceeding. Now, you know, all through history, there's been, I mean, they tried, well, they didn't try, they were disrupting the 2016 counting of the electoral votes. It's happened many times throughout history, various disruptions in Congress. I mean, I think one guy jumped off from the top floor in like a gorilla suit, just maybe early 70s, and he got some sort of like $15 or $25 fine. The QAnon shaman, let's see, I don't think he's even going to get time served. Glenn Greenwald said before the sentencing that they were refusing to give him time served, which means that he will actually be serving 51 months instead of the four. I guess he's been in jail 10 months. They're not even giving him time served. Prosecutors called for the maximum sentence while the defense asked for a significant downward departure from the 41-month minimum, citing a variety of circumstances. U.S. District Judge Royce Lambert ultimately handed down the 41-month sentence on Wednesday. So I just wanted to get that in quickly because here, while, you know, the looters, the rioters, the burners, all of the rest that we saw, I don't know of any case. If I'm, you know, if there is one, you know, feel free to share it next hour when we take phone calls. But all of that, if anyone did get, you know, sentenced to anything, maybe 30 days or whatever, I don't know, very little. But the railroad of the Sixers still continues. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I did the story, the letter from one of the ones incarcerated. And there's been more and more information come out of the treatment of the and, of course, you know, the some of those in power in Washington saying this was worse. What happened on January 6th was worse than 9/11, you know, where 3,000 people died, whatever. Parents of a 13-year-old daughter have filed a federal lawsuit against a Florida school district after the officials at Deer Lake Middle School, wait for it, secretly transitioned her into a transgender male. Yeah, that's what your school's doing for you because they care so much. Or a biological girl who says she wants to live as a boy, including allowing her to use male spaces like bathrooms and choosing her own pronouns. Jeffrey and January Littlejohn's daughter, who was referred to as AG in court filings, did not talk about her gender confusion with her mother, who holds a master's degree in counseling from the Florida State University. So when her daughter told us she was experienced to stress about her gender at the height of the pandemic, we were completely caught by surprise. I don't seem worded right. She had expressed no signs of gender confusion or distress in early childhood or leading up to this announcement. We're trying our best to navigate these uncharted waters and support her in the best way we could and help her through her feelings, January Littlejohn said. We found a counselor and started our own research, which led us to gender ideology. Yeah, you can probably find a lot of information about this, Miss January. The Washington Examiner reported on the lawsuit. The lawsuit says that Littlejohn's informed their daughter's math teacher, Rima Kelly, about the teenager's gender dysphoria and continued treatment with a mental health counselor on August 27, 2020. Kelly offered to inform the school about the daughter's desire to identify as a non-binary, which the parents declined. The teacher is not named in the defendant's case. A couple of weeks later, on September 14th, while she was getting into a car, the Littlejohn's daughter mentioned that the school had asked her which bathroom she wanted to use, which the lawsuit says she thought was funny. January Littlejohn told the Washington Examiner that the first time she became aware that the school was meeting with her daughter and assisting the teenager in embracing a different gender identity in school settings, the school did not facilitate any transition-related medical procedures. The school claimed the child needed to authorize for her parents to be at the meetings. Yeah. Clown world on steroids. The Littlejohn's attorney, Bernadette Broyles, of a nonprofit law firm, called the Child and Parent Rights Campaign and said the school could not provide the text of the law officials referred to. The lawsuit says the school district was relying upon the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, Gender Nonconforming, and Questioning Support Guide, which expressly directs school administrators to avoid notifying the child's parents about a child's gender identity, claiming such an action could lead to the student becoming homeless. So today in the public school system in America, you have no parental rights, and the school can do whatever they see fit to do with regard to confusing your child further and helping your child make lifelong, possibly extremely destructive decisions to their reality and their future. And they're not supposed to inform the parents that this is even going on. So, you know what? Here's the deal. And I've had this discussion with many a principal through the unfortunate time where my two sons had to be part of the public school system. I had to explain to a principal that, you know, let's get one thing straight. This is my child, and I'm unfortunately loaning him to you 6 hours a day. This is not your child, and you're loaning him to me the other 18 hours a day, okay? Which is the way that they want to portray it many, many times. This is an extremely disturbing message to any parent, regardless of their views, beliefs, backgrounds, and is certainly not the law of the state of Florida, Broyles said. This lawsuit is really about protecting the rights of parents to raise their children without the interference of government officials, amen, Broyles said. But it's also about protecting and championing the vulnerable children that are at the center of these situations. You know, when this absurd, ridiculous insanity started several years ago, I guess, you know, I really never thought it would get to this level of, and we're not even done yet. I think we're really just getting started. You know, I've done the stories on this broadcast where, you know, parents that are divorced, if one of the parents don't want to refer to the child by the pronouns that they now choose they want to be addressed as, the judge rules that's violence against the child to not use the pronouns that they prefer. I mean, did you ever think you'd live to see the day? Did you ever think you would live to see the day that proclaiming there's two genders is controversial? When for millennia, you reached down and what you grabbed a hold of was what you was, and that's just the way it is. And now, you know, you can identify as anything or everything and anything flaws. But what ultimately is this? Ultimately, this is divide and conquer. It is dividing society into all kinds of little separate groups so they can infight amongst themselves. But we never turn our eye on who is behind this or why, where this is coming from. And look at the radical changes. Just, and if you want to go back, I guess, you know, you could go back since the Obama administration and come forward. That would be three presidential terms and then the 1 year we've had of fake resident Biden, who, you know, the things that he said about the Rittenhouse case was just unbelievable. A president that had any sense, which, you know, is obviously not Joe Biden, would just stay out of it, you know. Back a little bit to the Kyle Rittenhouse. Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty verdict breaks Hollywood. I weep for this country. This is a Breitbart News story. Left-wing Hollywood celebrities experienced a collective meltdown after a jury in Kenosha acquitted 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse. I weep for this country, one star lamented, while another claimed the verdict represented a victory for white supremacy. Celebrities including Sophia Bush, I don't know who that non-talent is, Patton Oswalt, that one either, Josh Gad, I have not a clue, took their cues from the establishment media by insisting on a racial angle to the verdict. Even though all parties in the case were white, other celebrities simply vented their rage, like Alyssa Milano, who hurled expletives at her TV as the verdict was read. This is white supremacy in action, Sophia Bush tweeted. So the white guy goes free. Is that the message? Author Stephen King. You know, that Stephen King's a real piece of crap. Do you know that? Effing not guilty, Alyssa Milano despaired. In one bizarre instance, ABC's Scandal star Kerry Washington paid tribute to the two men Rittenhouse shot and killed out of self-defense, Josen Rosenbaum, a pedophile sex offender, and Anthony Huber, a habitual woman beater. Wow, so that information, I guess, is getting out. People, you know, that pay a little rudimentary attention are going to find out that these two that Rittenhouse liberated to the next world, which looks like hell for them, were just, you know, scum of the earth. We're rid of them now. Rittenhouse rid us of them. Last week, Judge Timothy Walzy said that he would allow Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and other racial arsonists into the courtroom during the trial, despite complaints from the defense that their presence would serve to intimidate the jury and bias against them, Gregory and Travis McMichael, and their neighbor, William Bryan. This is the Arbery trial. Being shuffled in and out of the courtroom in view of the jury and sitting with Arbery's family, the media responded by painting Goh as a racist, what else, and the judge, Walsley, scolded him and labeled his comments as reprehensible. So I just wanted to get that in quickly. So in the Arbery case, Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson will be able to sit in the courtroom with the family. And, you know, I'm probably not going to have time to play it. We'll see how things shake out next hour. But Mark Collette was making some very valid points about the fact that, you know, in this Rittenhouse case, apparently, you know, I'm not there, but apparently on the steps of the courthouse, which this thing, you know, you never can have a change of venue in these cases, which you would think in this case, with all that's happened in Kenosha, you would be awarded a change of venue, but it didn't happen. But luckily, he didn't need it either, so, you know, there's that. But they allow, you know, Black Lives Matter and those type protesters to be outside the courthouse and make, I done the story last week on this broadcast, I believe, make threats about the jurors and the judge and whatnot. But, you know, you would never, I mean, could you imagine Joe Biden, if there was any group, white group, if such a thing existed, and they were there doing the identical same thing, fake resident Biden would be on TV saying, we're going to protect the sanctity of the judicial system. We're sending in the National Guard. The FBI has been deployed more so than in the Bubba Wallace case to investigate all of these supremacists. You know, that's why, if he could string together that sentence, you know, I'm not doing a very good impression, because he would have to pause, mumble, and say something completely out of context, and then stare off with his dumb look. And, you know, isn't it ironic? Every time I see fake resident Biden on TV, which is not that often, but he's got that black mask on and them aviator sunglasses. I mean, it's perfect for them to have a double or a triple, but I mean, and that look that he cops on his face sometimes, that bizarre, I don't know what to call it. I'm sure y'all have seen it. This, and then you go back, if you go and look at pictures of that fool when he had that big, ridiculous mullet, you seen those? I mean, it just, I can't believe that it's him. It just don't look like him. I know I get on this about once a month, but I think there's two or three. But you would think if they were going to have two or three Bidens, that they would have a competent Biden, right? One that, I mean, if you were going to fake it, wouldn't you just get rid of the ridiculous, incompetent Biden and then parade one out that kind of looked like him, like they do, and then but was competent? But no, they don't. The U.S. Army has threatened repercussions for soldiers who decline to receive the COVID-19 vaccination, saying that insubordinate troops will be barred from promotions, re-enlistment, and a number of special military services. Army personnel who refuse the jab, you know, they like to call it the jab, you know, the jab, you know, like when you punch somebody in the arm, you're jabbing around, you know, it's just a jab, you know. No, it's a needle with a clot shot in it. Any Army personnel who refuse the jab, including reservists and Army National Guard troops, will now have their service records flagged, preventing them from receiving favorable personnel actions such as re-enlistment bonuses, promotions to higher ranks, decorations and other awards, attending military academies, as well as tuition assistance and higher education, according to an official memo obtained by Defense One on Thursday. That's the source for this, Defense One. So you know what the answer to that is? Don't join the military. You know, I asked to speak at a high school after they had the Army recruiters on the grounds. I asked to address the school body with the reasons not to join the military. And, of course, my request to do this for free as a public service was declined. Coming up on a break, back in moments.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. Going to be taking your phone calls all next hour. I got three stories next hour I want to get in between the phone calls. But I wanted to get this in because, you know, there's so many in the media. They won't even let you criticize George Soros, you know, in the media for the most part. And anyone in this audience knows the many, many, many reasons why. But how about this story right here? Where did I get this? Mint Press. Bill Gates' messy divorce. Since Bill Gates' messy divorce, Bill Gates enjoyed something of a free press and corporate media. Generally presented as a kindly nerd who wants to save the world, the Microsoft co-founder was even christened Saint Bill by The Guardian. While other billionaire media empires are relatively known, the extent to which Bill Gates' cash underwrites the modern media landscape is not. After sorting through over 30,000 individual grants, Mint Press can reveal that the Bill and Gates Foundation has made over $300 million worth of donations to fund media projects. Recipients of this cash include many of America's most important news outlets, including CNN, NBC, NPR, PBS, and The Atlantic. Bill Gates also sponsors a myriad of influential foreign organizations, including the BBC, The Guardian, The Financial Times, The Daily Telegraph, and the United Kingdom, prominent European newspapers such as Le Monde, France, Der Spiegel, Germany, and El Pais, Spain, as well as global broadcasters like, guess what, Al Jazeera. So, you know, no surprise to this audience, but Bill Gates and the rest of these sycophant globalists own and fund the media, and that's why they get no criticism. NPR, $24,663,000. The Guardian, $12,951,000. Cascade Public Media, $10,895,000. Public Radio International, $7,719,000. Univision, $5,900,000. The Conversation, $6,600,000. Der Spiegel, $5,437,000. Project Syndicate, $5,280,000. Education Week, $4,898,000. NBC Universal, $4,373,000. National Media Group, this is in Kenya, $4,073,000. Le Monde, France, $4,014,000. BBC, $3,668,000. CNN, $3,600,000. See, CNN and worthless news networks like that, they don't have to rely on advertisers. They have no viewership. They get all these donations from these big organizations like Bill Gates to fund their propaganda and their indoctrination campaign. Coming up on a break, 1-800-313-9443, or please, if you can, 512-248-8252. Back in a moment.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.